Thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. This is the first of two in a row. The only way to get all my talking out of the way is to give two talks in a row. So, and I've done that more than once, but I do appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning. I'm going to be talking in both talks about the work that's been going on at Stoneville and at Tribbett at our satellite farm that's about 10 miles away. And we've been in a corn-cotton rotation, or actually a corn and 2 years of cotton rotation for the last 10 years at Stoneville. So it's some of the oldest rotation work that's being done right now. I would like to acknowledge my other co-authors on this. Davis Clark is my research associate. He's supposed to be back at Stoneville ginning the cotton that we haven't gotten ginned yet. And Lyle Pringle is our irrigation specialist at Stoneville. I also want to take this opportunity to acknowledge the support from the Mississippi Cotton Incorporated State Support Program. They've been sponsoring a lot of research in the cotton arena in Mississippi for several years now. We really appreciate their support. This project started out with two main objectives. The first was to determine the effects of nitrogen and potassium on cotton lint yields and grain corn yields on a Forestdale soil, which is a really common soil for a lot of cotton in the Delta, and also in the Bosket, very fine sandy loam, which is more of an ice cream soil in the Delta. And we wanted to look at the effects of 1 and 2 year rotation. So basically we're looking at cotton following cotton versus cotton following corn in this situation. Then in 2007, we shifted to add in there a look at nematodes. We're starting to get a pretty good buildup of reniform nematodes, and that objective was added in 2007, and it continued through it'll be continued again in 2010. The overall, just to give you a general idea of what we're looking at, in the corn we're working with nitrogen rates from 120 up to 280 pounds of N per acre. Normally we'd be recommending for 200 bushel corn about 240 pounds of N. The 120 is what we apply pre-plant. Everything else goes out as a side dress application. On cotton, we're looking at N rates from 60 up to 180, and that 180 is way above where we would normally be recommending. But there's always questions about those higher N rates and trying to increase production. Where 60 is put out pre-plant, all the rest is applied as a side dress application, somewhere between Pinhead Square and First Bloom. We've shifted more back to Pinhead Square, trying to be out of the field so we can get the furrows in for irrigation. The nitrogen source throughout the study has been a UAN solution, a 32% N solution. The K rates are the same for corn or cotton trying to establish a differential in the field. They're 0, 40, 80, and 120 pounds of K per acre. Because I have a liquid applicator, we're using a liquid source. We've been using a muriate of potash in water, which is a 0016 material, and it goes out with the same rig that we use to put out nitrogen. All of it goes out at Pinhead Square. Just to give you a little idea of what the system looks like, this is a diagram for 2009. We've got a total of 100 plots within each section, and those sections rotate from year to year. So where you have corn on the left side in this area, in 2010 the corn will shift to the middle, cotton following cotton will move here, and cotton following corn will move back to the first section of the field. The same thing is true at Tribbett at the other location. There are only four replications there because of the limitation in the field size there, but in both cases the rows are at least 90 feet in length. We use four row plots with either four or five replications. The two different soil types, as a soil scientist, I think everybody in here ought to know what the soil type is and what the taxonomic classification is. Not that you know what it is, but every time you're in a plant meeting, the plant person wants you to know what kind of plant it is. So we're working on a Bosket, which is a haplodiap, it's an alpha soil in the area. And the Tribbett, we're working more with, those are also alpha soils, but they are a heavier texture, a little bit more poorly drained. To get into the results, this is a summary across the 10 years so far of the corn data. I put this in just to give you an indication about our yield potentials and how much variability we actually have. We have irrigation at both of these locations, and we're getting better at it. When we first started at Tribbett, we did not have the capabilities for efficient irrigation at the Tribbett site. So the yields in the first year, especially at Stoneville, those yields, we went into a field that had been in cotton for as long as anybody could remember, and in 2004 the experiment station became 100 years old. So if you get an idea, we have reached yields over 240 bushel per acre on the sandy loam soils, but we've also hit 220 bushel on the silt loam soils or the silty clay loam soils down at Tribbett. One of the big differences between those areas has to do with planting date. You'll notice in some of these years, let me just go to the next slide to put the percents up there, the difference between those two areas. In some years, you'll see that we're as much as 30 to 40% difference between the two locations in terms of yields, and these are averaged across all N rates and all K rates. But in other years, the yields are very similar. The earlier we get planted on the silty clay loam soil, the better off we are. The years where we were late is usually when we're in bad shape. In 2009, those yields in both locations, we'll take them in 2009. We don't like them, but we'll take them considering what we went through. Tribbett probably had close to 40 inches of rain from the time the corn was planted until the corn was harvested. And in the month of June, we only had a quarter of an inch. So you can imagine what the rest of those months were like. But being that this is the cotton meetings, I want to get into looking at the cotton data. I have not included 2000 in my discussion because 2000 was the year we got started. So we really didn't have corn following or cotton following corn in 2000. We were setting those studies up. Now we did at Tribbett. So I've used that number in my final discussion, but we did not. So I started in 2001. And just to give you an idea, I'm going to be talking predominantly about nitrogen. Because even though this is a nitrogen by potassium test, in none of the years over the last 10 years, except maybe one site location over the last 10 years, have we seen any response to potassium. And I've got some information in the second talk that is going to relate to why we might not be seeing that kind of a potassium response. But one of the things in 2001, the top half is the Delta Station, the Bosket Loam. You've got cotton following corn on one side, cotton following cotton, and it's going to be the same through each one of the slides. But in 2001, at the Delta Station, we did see a significant decline in yields as nitrogen rates increased. As we went above, of course, we didn't see a response going from 60 to 120, but then above 120 pounds of N per acre, we did see a significant response in cotton following corn. If we go over to cotton following cotton, there was no response to nitrogen whatsoever. 60 was as good as 100 and 180. Of course, when you start putting the economics in there, then there's a significant loss as we put too much nitrogen out there. At Tribbett, we saw no response. And part of this deals with the fact of data planning. You know, the earlier we are, the more likely we are to see a response to nitrogen. But in this case, 60 pounds of nitrogen was sufficient. If we look at 2002, now we're starting to see, and as we like to see those nice stair steps. If we're using rate studies, stair steps are a good thing. 2002 at the Delta Station, we did see a response to nitrogen, but you'll notice that it's quite a bit of variability out there. Statistically, there's no difference between 90 and 180. If we go to cotton following cotton, no response whatsoever. There was no response to nitrogen. We're still looking at yields there of over 1,100 pounds per acre. We go down to the Tribbett, the heavier soil. At Tribbett, we did see a nice response to nitrogen. We did see the highest yields was 150. And on that silty clay loam soil, that's probably the optimum most years. Between 120 and 150 pounds of N is optimum for that location. Notice that there is some difference, quite a bit of difference, in fact, between the cotton following corn versus cotton following cotton on this side. 2003, and you start to see the same types of patterns with those situations. At Stoneville, this was a really good year. 2003, we saw top yields in the neighborhood of 1,500 pounds of lint per acre, which is really good for us, because of that, the distribution of rainfall that we end up with. But notice how much difference there is here between cotton following corn at Stoneville versus cotton following cotton. A very substantial difference, and the N rates are the same. We're using the same N rates in both of those situations, but there's a huge difference, and this is what we attribute to the rotation effect. At Tribbett, now you didn't see nearly as much difference in Tribbett in 2003. Those yields are very similar, but you still see the nice stair step response. Go on to 2004, we saw an increase with the first increment of N up to 90 pounds, but we didn't see any additional to that. Now, one thing that you'll notice in some of these slides is that, you know, I think Jack showed just a few minutes ago a pretty good decrease as we increased N rates above the optimum. And in most cases at Stoneville on the fine sandy loams, we've not seen the decrease. Now, you did see it the very first year, but you won't see it in any of the other slides. Now, we don't see a response much above 90 pounds in this case, but we didn't see the decrease up at the higher end rates. At Tribbett, again, 150 pounds was the optimum. You see a little bit of numerical difference at the 180-pound end rate, but 2004 was a fun year. I don't want to talk about 2004, even though yields were different. And we thought that was really bad until we got to 2009. This is 2005, very similar, no response at the Delta station either way to increasing end rates, but you still notice a pretty good difference between corn following corn versus corn following cotton. At Tribbett, we saw, again, lower yields, but we did see, in this case, a response up to nitrogen in corn up to 150 pounds here, no additional response to the 180. 2006, very similar. 2007, still bouncing around, but in 2007, we did not see much of a response to nitrogen at Tribbett like we'd seen in previous years, especially cotton following cotton. 2008, no response to nitrogen at the Delta station again. We're looking at 60 pounds of nitrogen. And I would mention that in this case that where we've had corn at 120 pounds, we've had cotton at 60 pounds. So it's a cumulative. The same plots, the same year. So the plots that have been having 280 pounds of nitrogen get 180 pounds of nitrogen when it's in cotton. So we've kept those plots trying to build it up. And I'll show you some data, like I say, in a second talk that'll really get into this. 2009, again, probably the biggest difference we've seen in terms of a rotational effect at Stoneville. We did see a little bit of a decline at the 180 pound end rate. We had a lot of insects. We've had a lot of insect pressure, plant bugs at Stoneville, especially in this field, and for some reason, white flies. And we blame it all on USDA because they're right next door to this field. We figure they're growing white flies in the greenhouses and sending them out across our field. But the white flies have been incredibly bad in this area. In fact, this year, the yields at Tribbett, with all the rain that we had at Tribbett with respect to cotton, we still had decent yields down there. Now, it wasn't harvested until middle of November, but again, were decent yields. But let's take a look now at across the board. Now, this is Stoneville. This is the Bosket Very Fine Sandy Loam. This is the yields. The blue bars are cotton following corn. The red bars are cotton following cotton. The green numbers you see in the boxes are the difference, or actually what I'm calling the rotation effect. You'll notice that in 2 years, in 2004 and 2007, cotton following corn actually yielded less than cotton following cotton. And those are years when we've had a real bad problem with boll rot. The bigger those plants are, the more problems we've had. So there, but you can't pick the years. I mean, once you decide to go to a rotational system, I couldn't go in here in 2007 and decide that, well, I could have, but not in the designed experiment. But we were looking at about a 15% difference, or 15%, and this is average across all N rates and all K rates, but a 15% lower yield in cotton following corn. This shows the overall effect. If you look, the main thing I want you to see on the bottom here, you see those 2 years that are in negative here, the minus 75, and this is actually in pounds. The last column is in percent. In 2009, we saw a 65% higher yield. Now, those numbers are off the board compared to what we've seen before. We've seen as much as 50% before from this rotation effect, but we're looking at 65%. Of course, the yields are quite a bit lower than they've been in other years. But when we average across, and in this case, I'm not using the 2000 data in the average at the bottom, but we've averaged 204 bushel of corn per acre for 9 years out of this area, 204 bushels. So the question of whether we can grow 200 bushel corn in Mississippi, we're pretty consistent. We have quite a bit of variability, but we are able to, on the long run, average decent yields. Corn following corn in this situation, cotton following corn in this situation is average about 950 pounds of lint per acre, but it's ranged from a high up here of 1,400 pounds down to a low last year. Well, actually, the first year was the lowest yields, and that's irrigation-related factors, I think, there. But we've averaged about 142 pounds of lint more. If you took the whole system for the last 10 years, actually the last 9 years, we've averaged 142 pounds of lint per acre more in cotton following corn compared to cotton following cotton. And that gives us a 17.7% increase. Now, most of the time in the literature, you see numbers in the neighborhood of 10 to 15% advantages to the rotation system, and we're showing here 17%. We do the same thing down at Trivet. We see more variation. We see a couple of actual negative numbers right here in the middle. Those are actually problems that were associated with trying to grow, shifting into corn into the system, because we ran into some problems with Johnson grass and with nut grass in these, or nuts edge in this area. And in the first year following corn, we had a lot of problem with being able to control those material, those weeds in the cotton crop. By the second year, we'd got enough material out there to get ahead of it. So we did see, and one of the things that we did is we shifted to using a Roundup Ready variety. When we started, we were working with conventional varieties, and now we're into double stock varieties. So we have shifted those. If we look at the averages, the biggest yield advantage in this area was in 2006, where we saw a 50% increase in yield in cotton following corn versus cotton following cotton. In the last few years, you haven't seen much of a response down there, but we've had some pretty tough years. But you notice that our yields, these are excellent yields for those mixed soils at Trivet, because we do get to some pretty heavy areas in the spot. If we look at the average corn yields, 177, quite a bit lower than at the Delta Station, about 25 to 30 bushel lower yields. But notice that we do have a couple of years in here where we've topped over 200 bushel per acre. Planting date, the earlier we plant, the better off we are. Now, if we look at the response, where it was a little higher at 142 pounds on this mixed soil, at Trivet, we're looking at 94, but that's still averaging about a 10% overall response to response to the cotton corn rotation system. I know I went through that in a hurry, but
right on time.
Right on time.